checked in, please?
I've got the whole team here, Rob.
All right.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're all doing great. Just had a team lunch and in good cheer.
Oh, good. All right. Well, what's on your mind?
Great question, sweetie.
Well, I mean, you know, we were just kind of talking about how a lot of week six sort of repeat stuff. So I guess we'd like to just maybe focus today on the, you know, meeting with your COIs portion of this and, you know, maybe even roll into what is on next week, which is the enthusiastically endorsed list, because we've been starting to work on that.
Yeah, I have you actually in week seven. Am I mistaken?
Well, that's my fault, Rob.
But that's still the point of topic, though, is the...
fine.
Well, so week seven, if I remember correctly, is the 24-month calendar for topics. Continue to segment the book. Which
the 24-month calendar, yes, it's week six. And
now it's both.
Both, yeah.
So it's in both. Yeah. Okay. Well, either way, those are things that were already well underway and kind of done.
And one of the things that I'm hearing from people is they really like sending that to their clients, at least 12 months of it. And I think that kind of makes everything a little more concrete. It doesn't mean it's you have to, you know, you're going to have your own agenda plus that to show them the 12-month cut. And it may just generate some interest, you know, where they look forward to a call. It's kind of like, you know, the shows, upcoming shows. And,
Hey, Rob, do you ever have an issue when you do that with clients saying, well, you know, you have this on there for month 13. Can we talk about this now? And do you go with it then if they want to do that?
Sure. Yeah, I would, actually. Because, you know, why wouldn't you? It's an urgent thing. If it's something that is, you know, they're like, yeah, you know, you're not talking – you know, until the 11th month about mortgages, and I'm really interested in what you have to say now. Oh, of course, you know, let's talk.
So, Rob, do you have any suggestions on sort of a way to speed up or kind of get the enthusiastically endorsed list built out sooner rather than later?
Well, I would do it in every phone call, you know, and make that a monthly topic. Do you want to go faster than one a month? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, that would take, you know, 3 or 4 years to build the thing out, you know. There's a lot of stuff on there.
Well, then you could say, "Hey, we're going to actually ask three different ones this month."
Yeah.
Yeah. So triple the speed. I mean, clearly, you're going to get the professionals out of the way really fast then.
Yeah.
And then you'll get to the others that are a little more down the road but are still can be interesting, you know, psychologist, marriage counselor, you know, things like that may not be top of mind for everybody, but certainly would, you know, counselor for drug abuse, you know, those are really important things to people when they are in a crisis.
Hey, Rob, since the last time we talked to you, Chris Allen got engaged, so I don't know if you have a good marriage counselor you want to recommend to us.
Any advice?
My team has not been short on providing their thoughts.
Yeah, there's always pre-marriage counseling that's available through the various denominations, so I highly recommend it.
What I've learned almost is that they need current marriage counseling.
Whoa! Right back.
Right.
That's the way. Never. Don't take it. That's the way. Excellent. No, that's good. The enthusiastically endorsed list, you know, can just be an absolute goldmine for you guys. And I'd love to see you really take it and run with it, you know, and use it as a networking tool, bringing them together, you know, maybe twice a year, bringing together in some enthusiastically endorsed recognition event. It could be just them or with spouses. It could be a dinner. It could just be cocktail. But just get a chance to mix and match them and have them know each other. And I think you do enough, as much for them as it is for you. And I don't think people, you know, are doing this in a professional way. I think they have networks, and I think they try and get the best people they can that are willing to do it. But I don't think they have a truly enthusiastically endorsed group. And I think it would be an absolute.
Have you had people do these events, or do they actually like sort of do it as a, hey, like a little road show where somebody, you know, Shark Tank pitches what they do for, you know, 2 minutes, or no?
No, just a, you know, take them, you know, I've had people take them out on a dinner cruise on the, in Chicago, or, you know, on a lake or ocean or something
not
like
with
that.
Clients, all, not with clients, all of the people that are on the enthusiastically endorsed list.
Yeah, no, what will turn out is that half of them will end up being clients.
Yeah.
Over time, right? In fact, probably all of them over time will become clients. But in the beginning, it would just be a pure list of the best of the best in each of the areas.
I love the enthusiastically endorsed list, because I think if it really gets built into a team's culture, it's a great way to prospect when you're out with somebody socially and they mention their financial, oh, I got a guy. Yeah, can you really enthusiastically endorse him?
Right.
He's all right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
where the doctor walks in, hey, I'm right. Feeling good about today, you know, let's give us a shot.
Right. He's okay. He's okay, right?
He's okay, yeah.
So, yeah, when just okay is not good enough. Exactly. No, it's a, yeah, I think it's a gold mine, and I don't think anybody has, you know, it's, you'd be surprised, guys, right? We can come up with the greatest idea in the world, but if nobody uses it, this idea was used very effectively by a couple of people, but in my coaching, everybody loves ideas, but very few follow through. Very few. 90% no. It's crazy.
Well, the hardest part with this list is that, you know, we have created through, you know, your method a great high level of service. And so to say I enthusiastically endorse a personal trainer, you know, how many personal trainers are truly organized enough, you know, to enthusiastically endorse? It's going to be hard to find one, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to enthusiastically endorse them, and they're an idiot. You know, they don't follow up or return phone calls or whatever.
Right. So yeah. What if you found one? How valuable would that be, right?
Yeah.
So you're on the hunt for that person. In the meantime, you've got, you know, somebody that's really good, but not as good as. So you're constantly hunting for that perfect person.
Yeah.
It does say something, though, doesn't it? I mean, when
yeah.
you say that, just think about there's hundreds and hundreds of personal trainers, but you don't know one that you could say that about. My personal trainer, I loved her. I moved from Indianapolis, but I had her for 25 years. And she was never missed. She was really good. She knew her stuff, constantly training herself. And she had me on a great program, and I miss her. So I could enthusiastically endorse her. Could she have been better? Yes. Could she have been more ambitious? Yes. But in terms of me, she knew me. She took care of me. You know, it was a good relationship. So there are some. You just have to hunt them down.
So what type of radius do you consider for areas?
It's a good question because there is some geography involved, right? So some people don't want to go across a river. You know, that's just not our community. So some people want to keep things within their community. So this is the most enthusiastically endorsed person in this side of the river. If you want the one that's the most enthusiastically endorsed in the entire city, this is the guy. If you want the one that's the best in the state, this is the guy. Okay? So that's the way I would do it. And like you said, you can ask this about to anybody about anything. You don't have to do this with just clients. You could bring it up as a topic in a conversation at a cocktail party and just say, hey, this is a fun idea. You know, we're putting together this enthusiastically endorsed list, and we're trying to get the best of the best in our community, and then we'll share it with, you know, our friends and clients and things. We're going to be very particular about who we share it with because there's basically no jerks allowed. And but, you know, I just got an off the top of your head, who do you guys think is the best blank in our community? You know, so it's you can bring it up anywhere. You can bring it up with a group like that. You can bring it up privately with the person when you're talking. It's a very interesting conversation.
It happened last night. Three people recommended the same local realtor.
Really?
And realtors, you're going to have more than one, and pediatricians. I mean, those are very geological.
Geographical.
Sorry.
Should be geological.
Yeah. I have rocks in my head.
I was just saying, Rob, last night I was out drinks with some friends, and three of them recommended the exact same realtor, different experiences, and just said that this person's the best, and it just came up in natural conversation.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So it just comes up, I think. It doesn't have to be. We can force the conversation.
And, of course, they want to introduce you, right? Introduce somebody that, you know, that wants them.
So we just need to set a goal as to, you know, getting a third of this built out and then a half and so on. Okay.
What is your goal, to have it built out by when?
I mean, I'm going to try to put it, I mean, on our call notes, you know, and put what I think are the primary topics first.
I don't think it's ever going to be.
Yeah, kind of a constant. Just we'll have different focuses, and
obviously
in the spring, a landscaper, it's natural to ask, hey, you know, good landscaper.
Not this year event?
No.
Okay.
No, for sure. Yeah.
You could put it on the 24-month calendar maybe for next year.
Yeah.
So you could break the, you know, you could break down, you could say, these are our priorities on the enthusiastically endorsed list. We want to get this done by the end of the first quarter, half the list, the top priorities. And then, you know, by the third quarter, we want to have the whole thing done, something like that.
So we'll just have a spreadsheet in the e-file. Keep updating. Or were you saying, John, about putting it on the notes under the agenda?
Yeah, so it's not actually emailed as an agenda item, you know, but
oh,
we know to talk about it.
For us when we
for
pull
us.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really, you know, all I had, unless Rob, you wanted to just comment on, you know, training centers of influences to generate referrals at all.
That's a huge topic. Here's something that you guys can do right now. I've got a team that's got real call reluctance when it comes to asking for introductions from their existing clients. And so, you know, and I've been coaching them for, what, I don't know, 10 years or so. And they're doing great, right? They're a terrific team. They're doing fine. They're growing. I think they brought in $140 million last year, almost $1 billion in assets. So you'd think, right? They'd be like, no sweat, I can ask for introduction. Nah, they don't ask. They get them. They don't ask. So the question is, and they want to grow more, right? They're ambitious. They've got some young people on the team, and they're like, what can we do? So I said, why don't you really adopt the model? Remember, we have a model in the folder, introductions given and received. And in that introductions given and received, I said, why don't you, probably every single client that you have was introduced by someone. Why don't you make it a project to go back and figure out who was introduced by whom and make it kind of a thank you project? So you built in thank yous. You just can't give enough thank yous, right? It's impossible. So if you have 100 clients, that would be five thank yous to the people that gave you the introduction and five thank yous to the people that opened the account. So that's 10 a day you could do. 10 phone calls with thank yous. Now, why would you want to do that? The probabilities, and I don't know statistically, but I'd love you to do the experiment and just say, you know, out of 100 phone calls that I made, and I thank both parties, how many said, oh, by the way, I've got another one for you? Oh, by the way, I've got another guy for you. I think it's going to be fairly high. I mean, what if it's only, out of the 100, what if it's only 5 people? That's 5 more introductions than you would have had. What if it's 20? That could be amazing. Again, something that no one does. No one. So how do we differentiate ourselves in the market? We do what everyone else is not willing to do. And this is like, who can't say thank you? Right? This is not call reluctance. Everybody can say thank you. So you can just become a mechanical thank you machine. So you call the people that this is the 10-year anniversary of you opening the account. I just want to thank you for the business. And by the way, I'm going to call John Smith, who introduced you, and thank him today, because I really appreciate the fact that, you know, we've been doing business together that long. And it's just such a nice thing.
Yeah.
So you call both
anyway.
Parties. Go ahead.
So it should be done anyways, right?
Of course you should. Yeah. But you never do. Never do. John Burkhauser used to call me every year on the anniversary of when I hired him at the Mart in Chicago. So, you know, I'd be, 30 years with the firm, and he'd be calling me, thank me for hiring. What a sweet thing to do. He's the only one that ever did it. I never forgot it.
And Rob, you said something earlier, and it goes back to growth. What should our expectations be? I think one of the hardest parts is, you know, we were just talking, we're the 20th largest in all of Raymond James' team as far as revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very easy to be, oh, let's just, you know, we bring in 40 or 50 million or what. I mean, what are the goals based on teams you work with? What are realistic goals? What should we expect? And I'm assuming it's more than we even think it should be.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'd love for you guys to bring in 100, 150 million this year.
Okay. You've dropped your goals.
We would too.
Yeah. We're going to bring in 150. Everyone brings in 25.
There's six of us.
I was just counting for a fact.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know your experience, what your expectation, what we should have our expectations be.
Well, it's enough to get your attention. I mean, small goals are boring. You know, if you're going to bring that much money, you got to stay in the pond. You got to be in, you know, you got to be in traffic. You can't be, you know, just servicing existing clients, hoping you get an introduction. You actually have to be working on it. And you got to be talking to people with a lot of money.
Okay.
But you're not going to do it with million-dollar clients, you know.
Yeah, correct.
The people that bring in $150 million, $200 million, they're talking to people that are bringing in $60 million. You know, they're talking to people that are bringing in $40 million. And so that's, you know, you got to get the opportunity to present in front of those people and tell your story and, you know, talk about the difference between your team and other teams. I still love that analogy we talked about the last time. You know, an emergency room family practice versus a preventive medicine operation where concierge position, customizing our, you know, for each individual client, very much like a family office group. So that's it, you know, that separates you from everybody else presenting that's just, you know, using the more is better model.
So when you gave the example of the team that you're coaching and they brought in, you know, over 100 million, how many clients was that? Is that 10, 20? Five.
They still, there's four members of the team, and they still have less than 200 clients.
Okay.
Okay. So, they want to, and we were talking about it today, they want to have, the top two people want to have 40 clients each. That's their goal.
And they don't have 40 yet? Or
oh,
are they
no,
getting...
They have more than 40 now.
Okay.
They want to get down to 40.
Gotcha. So if they're getting rid of their $5 million clients, they can send them our way?
No, they've got... the other two members of the team are very young and very, very top-notch. And they're doing a really good job. And that's actually who I was meeting with today, the
okay.
two younger members. So I'm teaching them, you know, the business prospecting techniques and other things. The young guy is a very good prospector and a very strong guy. The other one is the daughter of the one, the gal on the team. And she's learning from scratch, basically. So it's a nice transition, and they've hired me to help them with that transition.
Okay.
But they're not doing anything that you guys aren't doing. I mean, part of it is the networking. What the senior guy on the team, years ago I taught him to join, get involved in the community. He's probably one of the best examples of a guy that has taken that and became president of the National Kiwanis, which happened to be in Indianapolis. And that, and along with a couple other boards that he's been on, have helped him to meet people that he has, you know, networked into good relationships that have brought him some business. So his prospecting is primarily through board memberships. Now, it wasn't. He was a kid, you know, hired him almost out of college. Just a little, you know.
By the time he was 30, he was probably bringing in like $30 million, right?
Yeah, smart guy, Phi Beta Kappa, but, you know, no better than you guys. And the gal was a bond trader who was smart, but, you know, no better than you guys. Just good networks now, and built their centers of influence up so that they're getting regular introductions from centers of influence, you know, estate planning, lawyers, CPAs. And that's the team that has the call reluctance. Okay, I'm asking for introductions. You wouldn't believe it, right? And so that's the thank you squad that I was trying to work on. they're no better than you guys. They're just good people. They're good people. You know, they're very good people. But can they do better? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. The coaching thing is such a fun thing because I get a chance to, you know, it's fun when I'm teaching and working with teams like yours and teams like theirs because, you know, you think you're working with talented people that want to get better, can get better, are interested, and will actually work on things and try. So, yeah, actually, their team is in the book, the Supernova Multiplier, on community involvement. So if you want to read the chapter on community involvement, those guys are in there.
Awesome. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you.